Vivek Ramaswamy, NS Cantor courageous to call out China. LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick diss America for Chinese yuan. By Robert Krajicek on November 23, 2021. The NBA's NS Cantor displays courage in his critiques of China and its ruling Chinese Communist Party, CCP, while LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick conform to leftist corporate orthodoxies. Vivek Ramaswamy, author of Woke Incorporated, Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam, said in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. Cantor has repeatedly criticized the Chinese government and Xi Jinping, China's head of state, despite the NBA's direct and indirect business dealings in China valued at billions of dollars per year. He contrasted Cantor's political expressions with the left-wing politics pushed by James and Kaepernick, framing America as pathologized by racism. I respect Cantor for what he's doing, because it is a lot harder to take that personal risk than it is to bend the knee during our national anthem when everybody else is doing it, Ramaswamy said. He noted that compliance with leftist theatrics, conversely, requires no courage. He stated, "Today, there couldn't be a more conformist thing to do than to kneel or turn your back during the national anthem, while all your other teammates are doing the same thing, in a culture and a media that celebrates you for doing it. That's conformism." Ramaswamy continued, "What NS Cantor is doing with respect to China involves real personal risk. This is a guy who is actually taking personal risks that Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, is not willing to take. That LeBron James, who professes to stand for social justice in the United States, will not take. James criticizes social injustice to no end. And the 45th president of the United States to no end. Here in the United States, but is a lapdog of the CCP that does their bidding." Ramaswamy said Phil Knight, LeBron James, and Colin Kaepernick are biding the United States. But lying sheepishly, lying prostrate before their true God in China to be able to enter a Chinese market. That gets them to jump to a Chinese yuan like it's a bone for a dog. That's effectively the culture that we've created in this country for companies that are doing business in China, as actual stewards and lapdogs of the CCP. Both the NBA and Nike, with overlapping business interests, actively promote the Black Lives Matter campaign and associated organizations through advocacy and direct funding. Ramaswamy emphasized, it took courage for Cantor to be able to defect from that, and call on LeBron James and Phil Knight to be able to step up and say, actually, do you want to be a lapdog of the CCP? Or do you actually want to be somebody who acts by the courage of your convictions as you profess to do when you're criticizing microscopic injustice here in the United States? You take a microscope to, literally, they call them microaggressions for a reason, while ignoring the actual macroaggressions in China, he concluded. The Breitbart News Daily Podcast is available for listening and download via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Woke Incorporated author, harder for NS Cantor to stand against China than for conformist Kaepernick to kneel during anthem.